23 hours.
Chipata compound residents appeal for urgent help after floods destroy homes. Farmers at Kambosha camp in Kapirimponshi allegedly swindled more than 8,000 kwacha in Fisip's camp. And in African news, Sudan slams Uganda for hosting RSF paramilitary boss. Present the lunchtime news. My name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents of Chipata compound in Lusaka have appealed to the local authority for urgent assistance after their homes were flooded following 3 days of heavy rainfall. The residents told Common Ready News that the floods have destroyed most of their household property, leaving many families stranded. Speaking on behalf of the affected families, Jonathan Dembo urged the local leaders to engage the council to immediately pump water out of the houses as a temporary relief measure. Mr. Tembo further called on the council to devise a lasting solution to the perennial flooding that affects Chipata compound and other parts of the city during every rainy season. Farmers at Kambosha camp in Kapirimponshi have allegedly been swindled out of more than 8,400 kwacha in a scandal linked to the Farmer Input Supporter Program, FISIP. Team leader for the affected farmers, Mutinta Katukula, has called for the immediate dissolution of the Camp Agricultural Committee, CAC, executive, accusing them of siphoning farming input packs meant for beneficiaries under FISIP. Mr. Katukula told Common Ready News that the alleged misconduct involved exploiting farmers' limited understanding of the digital system used to manage the program. He claimed that this vulnerability allowed members of the CSC leadership to divert inputs for personal gain.
We don't want the leadership which is currently leading the camp, Kambosha camp. As a result, the fertilizer went from, actually they benefited. They were changing the phone numbers. If a farmer, for example, if a farmer takes maize for to FRIA with his own or her own phone number registered, they were coming to the DAC office and change the number. They were using Zamtel, of which the code, instead of going direct to the owner of the farmer, the code were going to the wrong number, and the tries were taken by that number who changed the phone number. We approached one of the top leaders, and he refused.
However, one of the accused CSC officials, identified as Mr. Lombe, has denied the allegations. He described the claims as malicious and politically motivated, asserting that those making the accusations are envious of the committee's leadership and are acting as political cadres.
So those guys, that fake report over those people that are fighting for leadership. Yes, there are some cadres who are fighting for leadership. Those are the people who are giving those false rumors. They are fake, sir. Those guys, I told you, those cadres, those are the only people just fighting for the leadership. So they are those people who are just going around intimidating peoples and intimidating farmers.
The Zambia National Federation of the Blind Vice President Lazarus Hagalevula has praised Akombon Radio for promoting inclusion by giving opportunities to people with disabilities. Speaking in an exclusive interview in Livingstone after the burial of the former Akombon Radio DJ, Pascal Mlenga, popularly known as a DJ Mablind, Mr. Hagalebula said the station has set a strong example in embracing persons with visual impairments in the media industry. He described DJ Mablind as a symbol of resilience and determination, stating that his work on radio proved that disability is not inability. Mr. Hagalebula has since urged other media houses across the country to emulate Akombon Radio by creating platforms for persons with disabilities to contribute meaningfully to society.
So I believe the Akombon Radio management had it, had it in mind that they were supposed to practice inclusion even before this word came rampant in the nation. So we really appreciate, as Zambia National Federation of the Blind, and also on my own behalf as Lazarus Agalora, because we know it takes a lot for a radio station to have a blind person, doing DJing, and there is a lot of reasonable accommodation that has to be provided for such a one. So please, this shouldn't be the end. We need to hear another DJ at Akombon Radio, because that should be built as a legacy for Akombon.
A civic leader in Mufurila district has called for a strategic shift in the distribution of the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, urging authorities to prioritize impactful investment over fragmented allocations. Vufuke Ward Councillor Angio Musakula says local entrepreneurs can only achieve sustainable growth if they receive funding that genuinely matches the capital demands for their business models. He warned that spreading funds into smaller, less significant amounts often determines the potential for meaningful business expansion. He has since appealed to the local authority to exercise the diligence in this year's allocation process, stressing the importance of adhering strictly to applicants' budgetary requirements. Mr. Msakula emphasized that with proper management and targeted disbursement, the CDF can evolve from being merely a social safety net into a strong driver of local industrialization.
should we give a grouping of 20 to 25? Because this is this is how these people, you know, were organizing themselves because of limited resources, of course, because the economy is itchy somehow. So people were getting into such kind of numbers, mobilize themselves, come up to maybe 25, and then at the end